I reckon very much they proved themselves as the heart attack kids last night, the West Tigers. Oh. And I reckon Ricky probably went to hell and back as well. Mm. But at least Jason Taylor got the result with the Tigers. And it was a thoroughly entertaining game. But from a coach's point of view, JT, congrats. But there were some emotional moments there.
Yeah, good day, TK. Thanks, mate. You look, you're right. It was a tough game to watch. Yeah. First half was, from our perspective, so many positive things out of the game. You know, some really great defence, and some great tries scored. But yeah, some moments in the game that just had me absolutely tearing my hair out. But that's part of it. That's part of it. And we got a really good result in the end.
Could you nominate your worst? I reckon when Tim Simona on tackle zero went down the sideline 20 metres out and then decided to kick.
What about the turning of the backs when they thought it was going to be a 20-minute tape and they went the distance of the field?
That was the winner for me. I really dived out of the box.
I bet you did.
Because I saw it happening. I saw him catch it, and I realised quickly that he hadn't quite landed before he caught it before he'd landed. So I realised it was going to be play on, and I saw some of our guys turn their backs, and I just went,
uh-oh.
Well, I can't really tell you.
Wasn't really close to it. But JT, the other thing about it is that the character that you guys showed in the performance, I think that perhaps would have been the most pleasing thing. At any stage, there was a chance to not keep playing to your ability, and yet they never took that option.
Yeah, that's right. We're really working hard, Jimmy, on that. It's the game goes for 80 minutes, and we want to, you know, improve as a team right through to the end of the season. And we went to Canberra knowing that it was going to be a really tough game. There's just such a big, strong team. Every single player that carries the ball is a handful. Mm. And it was going to be a massive test for our defence. You know, we've made really big improvements there across the course of the season. I think the two games against Canberra show it clearly. Last time we played against them, we just couldn't handle them. And last night, to hold them to only three tries was a really great effort, and really, really good signs for the future.
And mate, it's a difficult period, I imagine, for a coach, Jason, when you are in 13th position, and you did end really the finals campaign for the Canberra Raiders last night. It's difficult. You know, you try and prepare the best, but you never know about the attitude. Is it hard to keep that attitude going for the next month?
No, it's not. I just think we're just in a bit of a different place, I think, than probably most teams, and that's because, you know, life has changed at the club this year, and you know, complete new coaching staff, and we're just learning about each other, and we're still learning about each other, and we're still learning about how we play, and we're finding out a lot about, you know, the individuals in the team and what how we play our best footy, and so it's actually not like that for us.
Right.
We talked a number of weeks ago about, regardless of where we're sitting on the competition table, we just want to keep playing well, and we want to keep training well. Because we want to, you know, we've got some guys who are playing their first full season in the NRL, and I want us to go all the way to the end so that they get that under their belt for next season. You know, we don't want to drop off. We want to feel, you know, and it's tough to play every game and week in, week out in the NRL at this level, but that's part of the process for us at the moment. And we want to push hard right to the end to not only move our way up the table, but to just to get that feeling of what it takes to turn up each week and be competitive.
So Mitchell Moses and Luke Brooks are obviously a part of that, and they're in the, you know, very important positions in the side. Has there been a change in the way you're doing things? Is it just me, or they seem to be playing with a little more freedom over the last few weeks?
Yeah, we made some adjustments over the bye round, Jimmy, before we played the Broncos.
Mm.
We came to the club at the start of the year and played a style that coaching staff knew well, in particular myself, and that was, you know, that was where we had to start because we didn't know enough about these guys, and you know, some of them had only played a handful of games in those key positions. But slowly but surely, then you know, the guys showed us what they could do, and we talked and worked and watched through training and our games, and we changed some things over that bye week, which we slowly changed a lot as the season went. But we made some bigger changes, particularly in our attack over that bye break before we played the Broncos. And then So yeah, it's a little bit of a different style that we're playing now, and you know, even though we lost those first two games after that bye, I was really happy with those performances, not just in the attack but defensively as well. And then so two wins on the back of those two losses, which in the end were sort of quite large on the scoreboard, but there's some really, really strong footy played in those two games against two of the teams who I think are going to be big chances of winning the competition.
And Jason, from a fan's point of view, you know, it was documented that there won't be any signings, marquee signings, at the West Tigers in the next 2 or 3 years. In recent weeks, has there been any investigations to say you might be able to find some cash somewhere?
Yeah, 2 or 3 years isn't right, TK. It's just we just wanted to let our supporters know that we let a lot of players go at the start of the season, and they were wondering who we were buying because we let those players go. But we let those players go due to salary cap reasons. And that's why we won't be in the market for next year as we would like to be. It doesn't mean we won't be in the market in some way.
Right. So that's better news.
By this time next year, we're confident that we'll be able to be recruiting some players of a higher standing. But we've made some good signings to bolster our second tier and New South Wales Cup team, guys that will push for first grade next year. And we still hope to make some more of those before next season comes around.
Have you been able to sit down with James Tedesco and his management team and extend him out till 2025?
We're looking at 2050, Jimmy.
Right. Yeah. I know I've spoken to you about him previously, but you know, I thought he was a good player. I think he's a great player and can be for a long, long time.
He's
what
got
are your
something,
thoughts?
Hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, James is another one of those guys that talk about just getting through a full season. You know, he hasn't played this many games in a row, and it's. And you know, when I talk about learning about our team, it's not just the halves. You know, he's a massive part of it. And we talked at halftime last night how we probably weren't getting the ball enough in the back end of that first half, and the boys got him the ball in the second half, and you saw the results of that. So he's a special player.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And no ill effects. It was a bit of a baby headbutt from Dave Shillington. He had two goes at your man Aaron Woods, but no ill effects there for Woods.
No ill effects. A fair bit of frustration in that. I actually hadn't seen the second one. I thought it was a clean air swing. The first one, I hadn't seen the second one, but interesting to see how they rate that. But no, Woodsy's fine.
Injuries, Suaso Su, I think, at different stages, and Kevin Aguama. Will they be right for next week against the Knights?
Jesse Su will be fine. Kev's a bit of touch and go. He was so tough last night. He was in a lot of pain, and there was a point I was going to send a message out to the field, which I've never done in my career, and that was don't pass the ball to Kev anymore because you can't really run.
Right.
And we got him off there with 10 minutes to go, but he battled through with an elbow and a knee, an elbow and a thumb for about half an hour just doing his best to make his tackles. He was so tough for us last night. It was very impressive.
I know it was a tough night for you in the box, but it was a very good game as far as a rugby league fan to watch, JT. So it was enjoyable, a very enjoyable Monday night, I've got to say that. And you got the result, which was even better. Thanks, mate.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks a lot.
Jason Taylor there. You know, it's been a rough season.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yes, it could have been better. But they were good last night, and let's hope they can build on this back end of the season and take that forward to next year.